Today's shiur will be Masichta Avodah Zarah, Daf Samach. We will start 6 lines from the top of the Amud. And the Gemara says, Amar Rapapa said, Oy v'tichavi ma'adan ovi Yisrael akuvo. If a goy was holding the barrel of wine, and a yid was holding the cask of wine, the jar in which the wine was being poured in from the barrel, and the goy was pouring the wine in, Chamra Osir, this wine is forbidden. And as Rashi says, it's even forbidden by Hanur. My time, and what is the reason? Because when the wine comes in to the jar, into the cask, it's coming with the power of the goy. And as we learned earlier, that if it comes with the power of the goy, it is osir. As we said earlier, that when the goy pours water into the wine, so then the wine is osir, and the reason is it's similar to when we tell a nozir, who's not allowed to eat grapes. We say to him, don't even walk through the vineyard, just go around it, because you might come to eat the grapes. The same here too, that we tell a person, don't eat, drink this wine, because if you drink this wine that came from the koyach of the goy, you might come to drink wine which a goy actually touched. So just like in the previous case, when the goy put water into the wine, we say it's osir for this reason. The same here, when the goy poured the wine into the cask, we say it is osir for the same reason. And even though in the Gemara there, Rashi said that it's only osir b'shtiyah, you can't drink it, but it is not osir b'hanoah, because if the whole Isser is only based on this concept of telling a nozir to not go through the vineyard, that is not enough to make it osir b'hanoah, and therefore it is only osir b'shtiyah. Nevertheless, here Rashi says that this wine would be osir b'hanoah also. And the reason for that is, Tosfos says that because here we are machmir more. Because here, since the goy is emptying the wine into the cask, there is more reason to say that maybe the goy had in mind for nisuch. And therefore, in this case, it is not the only osir to drink, but it is also osir b'hanoah. And the Gemara continues, but if Yisroel Adano, a yid is the one that's holding the barrel, and the goy is the one that's holding the cask, and the yid is pouring from the barrel into the cask, then chamer shari, in that case, the wine is mutter. But the im itzadet tzedudi, but if the goy tilts it sideways, osir, then it is osir. And the reason is, as Rashi explains, because when he tilts it, he shakes it. And shaking it is similar to splashing around, and we know that when he splashes around, it turns it into yayin nesach. If he is mishakshech, it becomes yayin nesach. So too, if he tilts it, and it's mekarkish means that he shakes it, it is the same din, and therefore it would become yayin nesach. And therefore, if the goy tilted it, it is osir. And as Rashi explains, that here we're talking in a case where the jar, the cask, is full. But then we're afraid that maybe he touched it. But since it's full to the top, so while he's holding it, maybe he held his hand over the cask and he touched the wine. But then Rashi has another shot that we could say that not only if it was full it is osir, but even if it was missing a little bit, it wasn't full, it's also osir. Because maybe he shakes it, and if he's shaking it with kavanah, so then this is similar to kaycha b'kavanah, similar to doing it with his power b'kavanah, and then it would be osir b'shti, you can't drink it. So according to this shot, when the Gemara says that if the goy tilted, then it is osir to drink, it means even if it wasn't full. And as Tosfos brings, this is also the opinion of the Rivam. There are other Rishonim that hold the same shot, that it doesn't have to be dafke if it was full, but even if it was not full. But the change is, they learn that it is osir not only to drink, but it is also osir b'hanoah. As the Bach quotes here, that's how the Rosh learns, and that's how the Torah learns in Simen Shinayim Vo. But Tosfos adds that this din that we said, that if the goy is pouring into the kela that the yid is holding, it is osir. Or in the second case, even if the yid is pouring into the kela of the goy, if the goy tilts it, it is osir. Tosfos says this is only if the goy himself is pouring. Or in the case of tilting, where the goy himself is tilting. But if a yid is helping together with the goy, then everything is mutter, you could even drink it. Because the klal is like this, that whenever it is osir, because the koyach of a goy, if koyach acha me'urav boy, if another koyach is mixed in together with the koyach of the goy, it is mutter. But mutter only b'di'evet. If it was done, the wine is not osir. But l'chatchila, you're not allowed to allow the goy to do it, even if another yid helps him. As the Gemara says later on in the Fayim Beis Amud Beis, that the Rav said to those Yidin who were involved in pouring wine, he said to them, when you pour the wine, don't let a goy get close to you and help you, because he might forget, and put it on your shoulder, and then the pouring will come only from the goy. So we see that even though, if the Yid helps him the whole time, it is mutter, but l'chatchila, we're afraid you might forget and let him hold it by himself, and that's why it is osir. But b'di'evet, if the goy together with another Yid did it, it is mutter. Tosfos also says that he says that there are some people that let the goy himself pick up the wagon where you have the jar of wine inside, or to pick up the chavias while it is pouring into the kuva, into the cask, in order for it to pour better. And the reason they give it, they say that you're allowed to do it, is because messiah ain't by mamish, because helping is not considered a mamish, doesn't have a real mamoshes in it, it's not something substantial, and therefore, if the guy does it, it doesn't make it awesome. And the reason they only consider it messiah, because the wine would have been pouring anyway, so the guy didn't make it pour. All he does, he helps it. So since he just helps it do something that we have been doing anyway, that is called Eibe Mamash, and it's allowed. But Revi did not want to say that it's Osir or Mutar. He didn't want to give an opinion. But then Taisa says that he certainly should be Machmir in a case when you tilt the cask with wine. It has only a little bit of wine. If you tilt it to one side, then you shouldn't let a goy do it definitely. Because this kind of Messiah is definitely worse, and therefore this you should be careful with and not let a goy do it. Then the Gemara continues, Amar Papa said, Hi, Ovet Yechovim, the daughter Zike, this goy, was carrying a skin bottle of wine. And as Rashi says, the skin bottle is tied on top. The Gozil Yisroel Achayrei, and he is following behind him, and he sees that the goy did not touch the wine. The Dini said, Mal Yeshori, if it was a full cask, it is mutter. The reason is, because to say he opened it up, and he touched it, we can't, because he'd watched behind him and saw that he didn't open it up. To say that he touched it while he was carrying it, you can't, because it's cold. The only problem that could be is that while he's carrying it, it shakes, but in the case where it's full, it is not osur because the loy mekarkish, it doesn't shake. Haseira, but if it was not full, there was some missing in it, osur it is osur. Why? Dilma mekarkish, maybe it shook. So if it would have been open, we wouldn't have been afraid of that. Because while it is open, we're not afraid it's going to shake, because a person who's carrying an open jug will make sure it doesn't shake because it might spill. So therefore, we wouldn't be afraid that it's shaking. But since it's closed and it's not full, the male is possible to shake, that's why it is open. But if it would be a kuva, if it would be a cask, not a skin bottle tied on top, but a cask that is open, Mal Yosir, if it's full, it is forbidden, because Dilma Noga, maybe he touched it. To say that it's also because of the shaking, we can't, because since it's open, it doesn't shake, because he's afraid he might spill. Even though it's impossible, it shouldn't shake a little bit. But that doesn't count, because since he doesn't want it to shake, so it's Kaychai Shalevik Avane. The shaking only comes from his Kaychai, from his power, and it's Kaychai, without his intentions, it is Mutter. So the only problem is, maybe he touched it since it's full, so while he's holding it, he might touch it, and that's why it is Osir. Haseira, but if it's missing, which means it's not full, surely it is Mutter. Deloy Noga, because he definitely didn't touch it. Since it's not full to the top, he didn't touch it. Because to stick his hand in, the Yid who follows behind would have seen it. So he saw he didn't stick his hand in. Ah, he maybe touched it by holding it from the outside. He couldn't, because it wasn't full. And therefore it is Mutter. I let it be Osir because of the shaking. So as we said before, that when it's open, a person doesn't shake it. And a little bit that it does shake, that doesn't count because it's koichoi, shalei v'kavana. But Rav Asha says, Ziko, the skin bottle is tied on top, bein malyu, bein chaseir shari, whether it's full, or there is some missing in it, it's not full, it is mutter. My time, what is the reason? Ein derech nisuch mekach. This is not the normal way of nisuch. And he argues on a papa who said before, that if it's tied on top, if it is not full, it is also because of the kirkus, because of the shaking, but he says that shaking doesn't make it also because ein derech nisuch mekach. So he only argues in this case. But in the case of a kuba, in the case of the jug that's open on top, so there he also admits that if it's full, it is osur. Why? Because they were afraid he might touch it. Because while he's holding it on the outside, he might touch it. So in that case, he doesn't argue out of papa. He just argues. And the case that the papa said it's osur, in the case of the zikir, the papa said that if it's not full, it is osur, he argues and says that in that case, it is mutter because this is not the derech of nisuch. In other words, he only argues when we want to make it osur because of the shaking. But in the case where we say it's osur because the goy maybe touched it, then he agrees, because there it doesn't fit to say it ain't derech nisuch b'kach. Because touching is the way it becomes yai nesach. It's only that he says that if you want to make it yai nesach through shaking, that is not true, because ain't derech nisuch b'kach. And Tosfos adds that the halacha actually is like Rav Asher. And then Tosfos continues and says that this is only if he carries it on his head or on his shoulder, so there we're afraid maybe he touched it. But if he's carrying it through a pole, or he's carrying like a bucket with its ring, then it's mutter. Because there, it is impossible he touched it while he's carrying, and the whole reason we say it's osur is because we're afraid he touched it, therefore it is mutter. And And from here, Taisa says, we can learn out that if you have a jug made of skin, a soft skin full of wine, even if the goy squeezes it and makes both sides touch each other in the inside, which means that definitely he moved around the wine, nevertheless it is kosher. Why? Because ein derech nisuk b'chach. And since the halacha is like Rav Asher, that we say ein derech nisuk b'chach, therefore it is mutter. And based on this, Tosfos says that Rabbi Natan was matir in the case where you had the faucet coming out of the barrel that was loose, or the covering of the barrel that was loose, and a goy came and tightened it, or other similar cases. So he says it was mutter because this is compared to the case of the jug that is made of skin. And since ein derech nisuk b'chach, we're matir it over there, so we're matir it over here too. And the Ritosfos has also relied on this heter. And he said that even though there is a point that a person could argue and say that this heter is not acceptable, nevertheless, if someone wants, he could rely on this heter. That's what the Ritosfos said. Then the Gemara continues, Ma'atre Zaire, wine that comes from a press where they use beans. They don't actually have any contact directly with the grapes, but they use beans, and the beans are laid on top of the grapes, and they squeeze the beans, and that's how they crush the grapes. So the Papa Shori, so if a goy did it, the Papa says that the wine that comes out is allowed. The Vashe, Vitamer, Simi Barashe, Osir. The Vashe, and some sickness of Simi Barashe, they said that it's Osir. And the Gemara explains, if it came directly from his koya, from his power, there is no machlokes. Everyone agrees it's osir. In other words, if the goy stood directly over the bean, and that's how he squeezed the grapes, everyone agrees it's osir, because this is directly from his koya. Keep ligi, where the machlokes is bekoyach koychay. If it's a koyach, it comes from a koyach. For instance, if the goy rolled a wheel, and that wheel caused the beans to crush the grapes, that is koyach koychot. That's where you have a machloikis. That's where the Papa said it was muter, and the Vashi, or the Simon Barashi said it was osir. Because here it's not directly from the koyach of the goy, but the koyach of the goy causes another koyach, and that other koyach causes the grapes to be crushed. He causes the wheel to turn. The turning wheel causes the beans to crush the grapes. So in that case, the Papa said it's muter. Ikidam has some say just the opposite. The koyach koyche kula amalai pligi the shari. That in the case where it's from the koyach of the koyach, everyone agrees that it's mutter. I pligi, where the machloike is, the koychoi, when it comes directly from his koyach. And that's where the Ashur of Simi Rashi say it's osir. And the Papa nevertheless says it's mutter. And the Gemara says, Hava uvde, the koyach koychoi, there was a story that it came from the koyach of the koyach of a goy, the osir of Yankim in Hapkoit. And the Yankim from Hapkoit said it's osir. In other words, the halacha is that even koyach koychoi is also osir. Taisa says that's actually how the Rabbi Nechananu Pafkin, because my Sarah, since the Gemara tells a story that Rabbi Yankiv Min HaKoyt actually Pafkin like that, so therefore the halacha is like that. And therefore Taisa says that the way to get around this is that when the guy will turn the wheel in order to cause the beans to press down on the grapes, a yid should help along with him. And if a yid will help along with him, then it will be mutter. But Taisa adds that we have to have such a case that the yid himself would also have been able to lower it, or in a case where either of them would have the koyach to lower it. Because if it would be a case that the goy himself would be able to turn the wheel and cause the beans to crush the grapes, it's only that the yid himself wouldn't be able to do it, in this case it might be osir, because this would be similar to the case of zeh yochel v'zeh eino yochel. Because the case is like this, that shnayim she'asu p'turin. The Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos that if two people do a melacha together, then they're both potter. Because only if one does the complete melacha, he is chayav. But nevertheless, the Gemara says there that when do we say they're a potter? In a case where either of them himself couldn't have done it. Or in a case where each one of them himself could have done it. But in a case where one could have done it, and one couldn't have done it, so the one that could have done it himself, he is chayav. So in this case too, if the goy himself could have done it, and the yi himself couldn't have done it, so then it's considered as if the goy himself did the whole thing, and therefore it wouldn't help the fact that the yid helped him out. And therefore, the only time it would help if a yid helps out the goy, in a case where or the goy himself couldn't have done it, or and the yid himself couldn't have done it, or in a case where both of them themselves could have done it. But if it's the case that the goy himself could have done it, and the yid couldn't, then the yid's helping wouldn't count, and therefore it would be considered that the goy did it himself. But then Tosfos says that the Rashbam doesn't say that way. The Rashbam says that if it happened that the goy himself rolled the wheel, and there is a hefted meruba, there is a great loss, then you could rely on the ikedam of the Gemara that say that by koyach koychi it is mutter. which means that b'di'evel we could rely that the halacha is not like Rav Asher, the halacha is like Rav Papa, and therefore, at least in the case where it's koyach koychoy, so then we're able to rely on the heter to say that the halacha is like Rav Papa. But then Tosfos continues that in the time of Tosfos, the way they used to have the wine presses was that it wasn't just two koiches, but it was three koiches, because you had to have a stick, and the stick made the wheel turn, and that made the bean squeeze. And in addition to that, you even had a fourth koyach, when they used to put certain boards on the grate. So really what would happen, the first thing was to move the stick, and the stick would move the wheel, and the wheel would move the beam, and the beam would move the pieces of wood that were laying atop the grate. So l'chura, that is more reason to hetter. But then Taita says that the emes, according to the one that says that koyach koycha is osir, it makes no difference if it's three or two. The difference could only be between one koyach, which is direct, or two koyaches, which is indirect. But between two koyaches and three koyaches, we don't find a difference. And therefore, the fact that in our time, as it says, that three koyaches or four koyaches makes no difference. If it is osir, it would be osir even in the case of three or four koyaches. Then the Gemara continues, it once happened that there was this cask of wine, the ifko, that split laorko lengthwise idrehahu oivet yichovim. So this guy jumped up chovko, he put his arms around it and he held it tight together so the wine shouldn't run out till they were able to bring other jars to save the wine. Shayir Afram Bar Pope. That Afram Bar Pope allowed it. The Itame, some say it was Ravuna Breider of Yeshua. That it was Ravuna Breider Yeshua that allowed it to do what with it? Zvuna loivet yichovim, to sell it to goyim. In other words, he said that it's not osir b'anoa. And the reason for that is because the goy did not shake it. So there was no shikshuk, therefore it is not osir. And even though the goy held the two halves of the jar together, so l'chure, he was touching the wine through the two halves of the jar. And the din is that if a goy touches the wine through a kela, through a rat, for instance, it's still osir. So how come here it's not osir? So Rasha says, because in the case of the rod, he at least is meshachshich. He shakes it around, he splashes around with the rod. So we say it's osir. But in this case, he didn't splash around at all. He didn't shake it around at all. And therefore, the fact that he held the wine through the two halves of the jar doesn't count, and that's why at least you're allowed to sell it to other goyim, which means it's mutter behanur. But behanemilu, that is only the pokal orko, if it cracked in length. Avalapushti, but if it was done to the width, afilu b'shtiya shari, even to drink it you're allowed. My time order is the reason. My selavena covet. All he did was, he did the same thing that a brick would have done. Because since the crack is in the width, so the top half of the jar is automatically laying on the bottom half, so it's laying there anyway. And even if he wouldn't have done anything, it still would have laid there. The only thing is, since there was a crack, some of the wine would come out. This is not like the case where it broke lengthwise, so if he wouldn't hold it, both halves would fall down. So the whole wine is there because he's holding it. That's why at least it's also to drink. You're only allowed to sell it. But in the case where it broke in the width, so then the top part of the jar would lay on it anyway. The only thing is, a little bit of the wine would just drip through that crack, so therefore that doesn't count. Because my time in my Selevein Nekovic, he just did the same thing as a brick, as if he would put a brick on top, and that would hold it down. The weight of the brick would hold it down tight. The same thing he did. He held it down tight, but it's not considered as if he held the whole wine. And therefore, in a case like that, you're even allowed to drink it. Then the Gemara continues, once they found a goy standing next to a wine press of a yid, the wine press was empty. And the shaila was whether you're allowed to use this wine press later on. Omer Rasha said, if there is some liquid in the wine press that's wet enough, that would make other things wet. So you have to rinse it, which means you have to pour water over it, and then you have to dry it. And then you, as Rasha explains, that you have to put ashes into it, and then water in it, and then ashes again. Eloi, if there was no liquid in it that was damp enough to make other things wet, it's enough if you just rinse it and then you're able to use it. And Tosfos explained that when the Gemara said in the case of Tefeach Lahatfiach, you have to have Hadocha and Niguv, so Tosfos said the Gemara did not have to mention Hadocha, that you have to rinse it and dry it. Because we know the klal is that whenever you have to dry it, you first must rinse it with water. That's the klal. So if you would just say niguv, we would understand it means hadocha and niguv. Why did he mention it? Because since he wants to mention that if there was no tefeach latfiach, b'hadocha ba'al mesagi, just rinsing is enough, that's why in the first part he also mentions rinsing. That's why he says, if there is tefeach latfiach, you have to rinse it and dry it, and if not, rinsing is enough. So the reason he mentioned in the first case rinsing, because in the second case he wants to mention that rinsing is enough. Then the Rashbam says that we don't really paskin that you have to do niguf, that you have to dry it. And he says because we rely on the Gemara later on, and I'll find out at base when there it comes out that you don't have to dry it and just rinsing is enough. But Tosfos says that's the kasha and this whole din, that if there is tefeach latvia, then you have to have adocha niguf. And if not, adocha itself is enough. So Tosfos asks, in a case where there is no tefeach latvia, why is the din that rinsing is enough memonishah? Is it considered still wine megabe yain neser? Then you should have to have rinsing and drying. If it is not considered wine megabe yain neser, then you shouldn't even have to rinse it either. You shouldn't have to do anything. What is the pshat that you have to rinse it but you don't have to dry it? And Rashbam answers that this is for sure, this is considered wine, and therefore it is shaykh to be considered yain neser. But the question then is, why don't you have to dry it? So he says, because nevertheless, it's not considered a chibur to the wine at velua in the gas. That like this, if it's tefeach latviach, so not only is this itself considered wine and yain nesech, but the wine that's absorbed in the vat itself is connected to this wine, and therefore everything else becomes yain nesech. So therefore, in order to get rid of that, you also have to dry it out. But in the case where it's not tefeach latviach, so then we don't consider that this should be connected to the wine that's absorbed inside. So therefore, to get rid of this wine, you have to, therefore, at least you have to rinse it. But to have to dry it because of the wine that's absorbed in the vat, that you don't have to do, and therefore, hadocha is enough. And now we'll continue with the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, if you find a goy standing next to the boyer, the place where you gather the wine, that we don't know whether he touched it or not, so we say like this: im yesh lo milva olav osur. If the goy has a debt by the yid, then it's osur, because then we say the goy is not afraid to touch the wine, because he feels if he's going to touch the wine and the yid will be angry at him, he'll say, "Pay me my debt." Ein lo milva olav. But if he has no debt on him, mutar it is mutar, because we assume that the goy probably didn't touch it, because the goy would be afraid to touch it, because the yid might see him and the yid will be angry with him. But if he does have a loan, in other words, the yid owes him money. And as the Gemara will explain, it means that the Yid owes the money for the wine. There's a lien on the wine. So then he would not be afraid to touch it, and therefore it would be us. If a goy fell into the boir and he went up, and the Gemara will explain, it doesn't mean he went up himself. It means they dragged him out because he died. Or he measured some of the wine with a rod. Or hitis et atzira bikone, he flicked out a hornet with a rod. He took it out of the wine with a rod. Or shehoyo matfiach apichovies mudasachas. Or he tapped on top of a chovies, of a jar that was bubbling, and all he touched was the bubbles on top. In all these cases, all these cases actually happened. You're allowed to sell it, because this is not really a derech nisuch. All these cases is not derech nisuch. Not in the case where he fell into the bed, not in the case where he just measured the wine with the rod, or he took out the hornet with the rod, or he just touched the bubbles on top. All these cases, it is not real nisuch, and therefore it is mutar ba'ano, you're allowed to sell it. But Reb Shimon Mati, Reb Shimon allows even to be drunk. He says that not only is it mutar ba'ano, it's also mutar b'shti. Then the Mishnah continues, not el fachovies v'zorko v'chamosay l'boirzeh. If a goy picked up a jar and threw it out of anger, or according to the Bach, he is not goyis in the Mishnah, the word b'chamosay, he threw it into the boir of wine, hoya maise, there was a maise like that, or as it says on the side, it's supposed to say hoya maise b'sha'on v'hichshiru, and they said it was kosher. And the Gemara will explain why it's kosher, that even to drink it is kosher, because since the goy didn't touch the wine, he just threw the chovies into the wine, so then the wine is allowed to be drunk. And the Gemara says, Omar Shmuel said, this goes back to the beginning of the Mishnah, where it said that the goy was standing next to the boy of wine, and we said that if the goy has a milveh on the yid, then we are afraid he touched the wine, you can't drink the wine. So Shmuel said, Vahu sheyesh loy milveh aloy seyayin, that's only if he has a loan concerning that wine, if there is a lien on that wine. Omar Rav Asher said, Masnis namedeke. We have a proof to that also from our Mishnah. That's the Mishnah that's going to be in the next daf. It's not, because you learn that Mishnah, Hamitahe Geine Shalevet Yechovim. If a person is preparing wine of a goy, but he wants it to be toyer, because he wants Yidin should be able to drink it. So the Yid is the one that takes care of it, and he does the whole process. But it's the goy. The nois neighbor shusa, and he keeps it into the shoes in the possession of the goy. But halo koisav lo iskabalti mimchomoez, the goy writes to Yid, he gives him a document saying, I received the money from you, which means I cannot demand from you the money for this wine. So now it's as if the wine already belongs to the Yid. So mutter, so this wine is allowed. Aval, but in Yirtze Yisrael Leitzia, if the Yid would want to take it out from the goy's rishus before paying him, the ein menichai, and the goy would not let him, achi yitin loy mayoyse, till he pays him the money, zeho yemayse rabbe Shon. This happened actually in Beis Shon, but also, and the Chachamim said it's also. And in the case where the goy would let him take it out, and since the goy wrote him a document that he already received the money from him, so then, even if it's in the rishus of the goy, now it's still mutter. And as Rashi said here, that this is only if the Yid has the key, or the Yid has the seal, then it's mutter. But at least in that case, it's mutter. But if the goy would not allow the Yid to take it out of his rishus, then it's also. And the Gemara says, time made the whole reason why it's also the Eim Menichai. Because good, the Goy doesn't let him take it out. Ho Menichai, but if he lets him take it out, surely it's mutter. And even though the Yid still owes him money. But since he doesn't owe him money on the wine, because concerning the wine itself, he wrote to him, it's as if I received the money for it. But it doesn't mean that he's not going to collect the money that he owes him. It's all Goy was saying, that now you owe me money, but not concerning this wine. Concerning this wine, it's as if I received the money for it already, so it's not mine. But nevertheless, the Yid owes him the money that he has to give him for the wine. And nevertheless, we say that if the Yid has a right to take it out of the rishus of the Goy, it is mutter, shmamino, that proves, milval oisei yayin binen, shmamino. This proves that when do we say that it's also if there is a milve, only if the milve is on the wine. If the loan is considering that wine itself, then the goy would not be afraid to touch it, because he feels as if the wine is his, because there is a lien on that wine for him. But in the case where the Yid owes the money, but it's not concerning this wine, it's not a lien on the wine, then it's mutter, as we see there, that even though the Yid owed the goy the money for that wine, but since there was no lien on the wine itself, therefore it is mutter. And that's why the pshat here in the Mishnah is the same as when it says in the Mishnah that if the Yid owes the goy money, it is also, it is only if he owes him the money for the wine. That the wine itself is the object that the goy is able to take if he doesn't pay. And the Gemara continues, it says in the Mishnah, Nofal aboyer v'olov, the goy fell into the boyer, and he went out, then the wine is mutter. Omer Rapapa said, Lo yishonu elo sholom es, this was learned only if he went up dead, which means they took him out when he was dead. Aval olo chai, but if he himself climbed out alive, oser it is oser. My time, what is the reason? The whole reason we said before why it is mutter is because this is not derech nisuch, since he fell in. So what difference does it make whether he went out alive or dead? Even if he went out alive, it should be mutter because he didn't intend to be menasech. But he says the reason is, Amar Apope, the domi aleike yoy meidom. This has the same din as if the day of their chagi, of their holiday. We know that on the day of their holiday, they go and thank their God. And the same here, since he was saved, he was rescued, so definitely he's thanking his God. So while he's climbing out, he's proudly dedicating the wine as a thanksgiving to his God for saving him. So mele, he is mechavim to be menasech, and that's why it would be considered yay nesech. Then the Gemara continues, it said in the Mishnah, Modele the Kone, that if he measured the wine with a rod, and then the Mishnah mentioned a few more cases, called Elo, Hoyo, Maise, all these cases actually happened, but Omron, the Chachamim said, Yimochet, that it could be sold, which means it's mutter, Bahanoah. But Rav Shimon Mati, Rav Shimon said, it's even mutter to drink. Omer Avada Baravis, Rav Avada Baravis said, Yenucho, Loyle, Rav Shimon, Brochus al Roishoy, let their brochus come on the head of Rav Shimon. Because we see Yeshua Matir, Matir Filabishtiya. That in those cases where he says that it's allowed, he says it's allowed even to be drunk. And wherever he says it's also, he says it's also even a banor. The Chachomim say sometimes that it's Osir Bahanoe and Mutter to drink. But Reb Shimon always goes to the extreme. If it's Mutter, it's Mutter even to drink. If it's Osir, it's Osir even Bahanoe. Continues, Omer Reb Chiya, Breder Reb Abba. Banachmeni, Reb Chiya, the son of Abba Banachmeni said, Omer Reb Chizde, the name of Reb Chizde, Omer Rav, the name of Rav, the Amr Lo, some say, Omer Reb Chizde, Omer Zire, that Reb Chizde says it's the name of Zire, Halacha ki Reb Shimon, that Halacha is like Reb Shimon, that in these cases, it's even mutter to drink. Ikedam, some say, Omer Reb Chizde, that Reb Chizde said, that Omer Li, Abba Barchonen, that Abba Barchonen told me, Halacha Omer Zire, this is what Zire said, Halacha ki Reb Shimon, that Halacha is like Reb Shimon. And the Gemara says that it is not so. The ain halacha kitab shimon, the maskona, the end is that halacha is not like Shimon. Then the Gemara continues. It quotes from the Mishnah where it said, "Not a chavis v'zorka b'cham b'asei l'boir." If a goy took a chavis, took a jar, and he threw it out of anger into a boir of wine, zehoyimaisa. This actually happened. The Yeshira and the Chachamim were machshir. The Chachamim said a discussion. And the Gemara says, "Omer Rav Asher said, Kol shebezov tomei be'ayvik yichovim oisei yayin esech." Anything, that if a Zav would do it, he would make a Tomei. So if a Goy does it, it turns the wine into Yayin Esech. Kol shebezov toher, anything, and if a Zav would do, would be toher. If a Goy would do that to wine, it would not turn it into Yayin Esech. The din is that a Zav is a person who a certain liquid comes out from his body, and he becomes Tomei. And he becomes Tomei not only if he touches things with his hands, but even if he touches things with a stick, he also makes a Tomei. As long as he is holding the stick, so too, if a goy would touch Yayin Esech with a stick, for instance, he would make a Tomei. In other words, the Gemara is saying here that in order to know the rule of when a goy makes wine into Yayin Esech, let's look at the case, when does a Zav make things Tomei? But as Rashi explains, this klal is not a rule concerning all the dinim. Because, for instance, we know there is a din by a zov which does not apply to yayin esach by a goy. For instance, there is a din by a zov, he is metame behesed, which means that even if he didn't touch the object, but if he moved it, so then the object is tameh. But by yayin esach, the din is not true. If a goy did not touch it, even if he moved it, then it doesn't necessarily become Yayin Esech. Because Rav Asher himself said, as we learned before, that in the case of Zika, in the case of the skin bottle that was tied on top, so he said, Bein Malya, Bein Chaser or Shari, whether it's full or it is not full, it is Mutter. And the reason is because be sure he didn't touch the wine inside. And the fact that a chuk is not counted, as we said before, because it's only a little bit. And the fact that he moved it, that he made it go, that definitely is not considered a reason to become Yayin Esech. Even though if a Zav would do that, if a Zav would carry something in a closed bottle, even if it's full, it would become Tameh. So we see clearly that this is not a general rule concerning all Dinim. All this rule is only concerning the din of Maga, only concerning the din of touching of a goy. So we say that when does a goy make Yayin Esech? By touching, the same way as a Zav would make the thing Tamei through touching. And the main point of this din is to teach us that even if the goy didn't touch it directly, if he touched it through something, still it becomes Yayin Esech, just like a Zav, even if he didn't touch the object directly, he touched it with something else, it becomes Yayin Esech. And the same thing in the case of Toher, that just like a Zov, if he threw something at another object and it fell on it, it doesn't become Tamei. Because when the object touched the second thing, it was already out of the hands of the Zov. The same is by a Goy. If a Goy throws something into the wine, it doesn't become Yayin Esech. And this is actually the connection to the Mishnah, because in the Mishnah it said that if he picked up a chavis and he threw it in the bed, it is kosher. So we're saying now this fits to this rule, because just like by a Zav, if he throws something at another object, it doesn't make it Tameh. So too, if the goy throws something at the wine, he doesn't make a Yayin Esech. But not concerning all the dinim do we compare the din of Yayin Esech to the din of a Zav. And Tosfos gives another example where we see that the din of Yayin Esech is not the same by a Zav. For instance, if a Zav will sit on something, he will make a Tomei. Mashenki, but by a chavius of wine, if a goy would sit down on a barrel of wine, he would not make it Yayin Esech. So all this shows that this rule is not a complete rule. It's only concerning touching, that if he touches it, even if he touches it through something else, it makes it Yayin Esech. On the other hand, if he doesn't touch it, if he throws something at it, he does not make it Yayin Esech the same as by a Zav. And as Tosfos says, this is actually the halacha, that if a goy throws a stone or anything else into wine, even if he has kavana to do it, it's still muter, and not only muter b'hanoa, you're even allowed to drink it. And Tosfos brings that this is the way Rabbi Yosef to Baal Pasen. And Tosfos adds that Rabbi Moshe Mikuti writes that even if a goy would throw water into the wine, it also wouldn't make it Yayin Esech. Even though we learned earlier in the Gemara that if a goy mixes water into wine, it is asur. But there it is the case where he had intentions of putting the water into the wine in order to dilute the wine. So that's kavanas mezige. So then we say it's asur, as the Gemara said, because leich leich, we tell a nozi, stay away from the vineyard. So here too, we say to a person, stay away from this wine. But in the case where he threw water in, not intending to dilute the wine, but just like he would throw anything else, he threw the water in, so then the wine is mutter b'shtir, you're even allowed to drink it. Now we'll continue the Gemara. Hey, say Rav Huna, Rav Asher. Rav Huna asked the question of Rav Asher. Not the Chaviyas is Zorka b'chamos el boir. As we learned that if he took the Chaviyas and he threw it out of anger into the boir, zeho yemais rebeishon v'hichshiru. This was a story in Beis Shon, and they were machshered. And as we said before, on one hand, from here we see that throwing does not turn it into Yain Nesach. But the Gemara is Medayik, here just the opposite. Bechamosei Ein, Shiloi Bechamosei Loi. Here it comes out that only if he threw it out of anger, that's when the din is that it does not become Yain Nesach. And the reason would be because then he doesn't have a kavanah of throwing it. He only has a kavanah of bringing out his anger, expressing his anger. But if he would throw this out anger with the kavanah of making it Yain Nesach, then the din would be it is become Yain Nesach. So this doesn't fit to the cloud of Asher gave. The Asher gave a cloud that anything by a Zov that's Toyer is also by a Goy, not Yain Nesach. And as we said before, concerning touching and throwing, this rule applies. So he said that if a Goy throws something into wine, it doesn't become Yain Nesach. Just like by a Zov, if he throws something in another object, it doesn't become Tamei. And here we see it's not so, that only if he didn't have Kavanah, that's when it is not Yain Nesach. But if he threw it not out of anger, he threw it the Kavanah of making it Yain Nesach, it does become Yain Nesach. So this is a kasha on the cloud that Rav Asher gave. And the Gemara answers, like, no. Awesome there, the ka'ozil minei minei. It means it constantly goes through him. Which means the case is not that he actually picked it up and threw it, but that he rolled it all the way till the bayr, and then dropped it into the bayr. And that is the difference between whether he did it out of anger or not out of anger. If he didn't do it out of anger, then it is also because we're afraid when he came close to the bayr, maybe he touched the wine in the bayr. And that's why it's also. But if he did out of anger, we're not afraid that he touched the wine, because then he probably just pushed it in at the end, without touching the wine, and therefore, if it's done out of anger, it is mutter. This is the way Rasha learns the pshat. And Tosfos says that it's mashma from Rasha, that Rasha wants to say that when a goy touched wine, shaloi bekavona, not intending, through something else, you still can't drink it. And the reason, if it was done through anger, the chachamim were mashing it, that is because he really didn't even touch the wine. He held on to the chaviyas before it got to the bayah. When he got close to the bird, that's when he pushed it in. So he didn't touch the bird even through something else, and that's why it's mutter. On the other hand, if it was done, shaloi b'chamos not out of anger, it is osir. The question is, why should it be osir? Because after all, we just said that he pushed it into the bird, so he threw it. By the time it went to the bird, it was away from his hands already. The reason is because if he did it very close to the bird, we make exeda where machmir, maybe he touched it. And Tosfos says that this pshat was also learned by the Rashbam in the name of Rashi. And he makes a chilik whether you throw it from far or you throw it from close. If you throw it from close, so then we're afraid maybe you actually touch the wine through the chavyas. But if you throw it from far, we're not afraid of that. But then Tosfos said that Tosfos earlier already had explained that it's very hard to make a chilik between throwing far and throwing close, and therefore Tosfos has not learned this is the pshat in the Gemara. But Tosfos earlier, not in Zayin and Aleph, in the Veramach, Halacha Gesinin, Tosfos learns the pshat in the Gemara different. That Be'emes Tosfos learns that if you touch Ayidei Davar Achar, Shaloi B'Kavonah is not considered touching and the wine is mutter. And if you don't touch it with the hand, if the guy touches it through something else, so then if it's without Kavonah, then it doesn't become Yain Nesach. And the pshat here in the Gemara is when it says Ka'ozil Menei Menei, it means that he actually rolled the Chaviyas all the way to the Be'er and pushed it into the Be'er. Which means that when the Chaviyas touched the Be'er, he was still holding on to it. And the difference between whether he did it out of anger or not out of anger is, because if he did it out of anger, so then he wasn't mechavim for Yain Nesach. He didn't have intention for Yain Nesach, because the reason he did it was because he was angry. And therefore, even though he actually pushed it into the bayir, so he was still holding on to the chavis when it touched the bayir, but it doesn't matter, since it is maga, yidei davaracha, shaloi bekavonah. Since it is touching the wine through something else without kavanah. But if he didn't do it out of anger, so then it was with kavanah. So then we say, even though he touched the wine, ayidei davaracha, but since it was done with kavanah, so the wine is osir. And that's what the Gemara is mechalek. That if it was done b'chamosei out of anger, then it does not become yain nesen. But if it is not out of anger, then it does become yain nesen, because it is maga ayidei davaracha. Concerning what we learned earlier in the Gemara, the machloik is between the Papa and Avashe. The Papa said that the zike, and if a goy is carrying this skin bottle which is tied on top, and a yid is following behind him, so the Papa said that if it's full, it's mutter. But if it is missing, it is asr. And Rav Asher said that even if it's missing, it's also mutter. And the reason is, the Gemara said, because Rav Asher holds, ein derech nisul b'kach. This is not the normal way of making it into Yain Nesach. And as we said, that what does that mean? As Tosfos explains, that The derech of the goyim was not to be menasech through just shaking the wine in the keli when you carry it. This is not the normal way of nisuch. And therefore, if the goy carried it, even if it was missing, and therefore when he walked with it, it definitely shook, this kirkush doesn't matter because it wasn't the derech of the goyim to be menasech in such a way. But the Rambam brings that the Rambam writes in the following lashon. He says, "Ein derech nisu bekach, kivin shehu kosher." Since it is tied, the loy mekarkesh may the loy chazi, because a goy would not be menasech something he doesn't see. So the reason is not because, as Tosa says, that he would not be menasech while he is carrying something, while he is walking, but he would not be menasech something he doesn't see. And since this is something that is closed, so therefore this is not a derech of nisuch. But Lachura, the Rambam says, it would come out a difference between the way the Rambam learns and the way Tosa says. Because what would be if he would carry it in a glass bottle? So according to the Rambam, since the whole reason is because he is not menasech something he doesn't see, but since glass is see-through, he does see it. So then we would say he is menasech. But if the reason is, as Tosa says, because a person would not be menasech through kirkush while holding a keli, while he's walking, that makes no difference whether it is see-through or not see-through. And therefore, even if it would be a glass keli, it still should be a mutter. But according to the Rambam, it could be that in a glass keli, it should be also because he could see it. But on the other hand, the Rambam himself writes in Pedikut Beis and Hilchos Makolos Asuras that keli sosum mutter ovit yichovim letalfum lemokim lemokim. If it's a closed keli, you're allowed to let the goy carry it from place to place. But af api shayayim isnadet, even though the wine moves. And the reason for that is, since it's closed. So we see that Rambam also stresses the point that depends on whether it's closed or open. And he also writes in the Pedik, as we mentioned before, that if he holds a clay pasuach for yayin, an open keila of wine, and he's meshachshek it, even if he didn't pick up the keila and he didn't touch the wine is also. So here we also see that it doesn't depend on whether he sees it or not. Well, Meila, according to the Rambam himself, it is not clear what would be the din when he carries a glass keila. Concerning the klalat of Ashagei, that whatever by a zavis tamei, a goy would make yayin nesech, and whatever by a zavis tamei, a goy would not make yayin nesech. And as we explained it before, the way Rashi writes it in the Gemara, the Ran also quotes Rashi, but he quotes it a little different and explains it in a little different way. He explains it as follows. He says that this klal is not set for everything. That's the way we said before too. And the raya for that is that a zav, if he is meisit, if he moves something, even if he doesn't touch it, it becomes tamei. But a goy, if he moves something without touching it, it doesn't turn it into yayin nesech, as we see earlier in the Gemara, in the case of this skin bottle, that Rav Asher said that the goy does not make it tamei, even though while he walks with it, he moves it. Another thing, we see that there's a difference between a zav and a goy making yayin nesech. And this is a little bit different than the way we said before. He says that if a zav would touch something through something else, for instance through a rod, it would be toher. But by a goy, if he touches the yayin through something else, he does make it yayin nesech. So what is the pshat in the Gemara where it says, kol shebezav tamei akum would make it yayin nesech, kol shebezav toher, then a goy would not make it yayin nesech? The pshat is like this, that whatever by a zav would be considered hesed, if the same thing would be done by a goy, it would be considered negia, it would be considered touching. And whatever by a zav, he would move something, but it still would not have a din of hesed, it would not be tamei through hesed. So then if a goy would do it to the wine, it would not be considered touching of the wine. And he explained, for instance, if a zav would take a stick and move something, if he takes a stick and touches something, hitaka doesn't make a tamei. But if he takes a stick and moves something with a stick, so then he makes a tamei, because that is considered hesed. He is the direct cause for the thing to move. So by a zav it would be tamei, but not it would be tamei because of maga, because he touched it. Because as we said before, if a zav touches through a stick, it doesn't become tamei. But if he moves it through a stick, it becomes tamei because of hesed. Now if a goy would do the same thing, he would touch it through a stick, then it would become yayin nesech. Which means we compare the dinim of negia of yayin nesech by a goy to the dinim of hesed by a zav. And therefore, just like by a zav, if he would be meisid the object, if he would move the object through a stick, he would make a tamei. By a goy, if he would touch the object through a stick, he would make a tamei. On the other hand, by a zav, whatever is toher, which means it would not be considered hesed, if the goy would touch it in that same way, it would not be considered negia. For instance, if a zav would throw something, and through that he would move a second object, then it would be toher. because even though he caused the object to move, but since he was not holding onto the stick when he made the second object move, he just threw, for instance, the stick, and that made the other object move, that is not considered hesed by a zov, and it's still toyer. By a goy, if he did the same thing to wine, it is not called negiah. If, for instance, he threw a stick at the wine, so it is not considered that he touched the wine to make it in the ayin nesser. So it comes out that when we compare a zov to a goy, we're not comparing it to all the dinim. We're only comparing it, each one, to its own din. That whatever by a zov is considered hesed in the stomach, by a goy is considered maga and is yayin nesser. And whatever by a zov is not considered hesed and is not tameh, by a goy it would not be considered maga. And the purpose of Rav Asher making this qual is mainly, as the Rahan says, lafuket troiris, in order to exclude troiris, which means that you throw rocks. And as we said before, the main purpose is to teach us that if a goy would throw something at the wine, he would not turn it into yayin nesser. And this is similar to what the Gemara says in Perek Ketz of the Regel. We have a comment that Zayin Amid Beis, Kol Shebezov Tamei, Benizokim is Shalom Nezek Sholem. That whatever by a Zov, if he would do it, he would make it Tamei. If it's done in the case of Nezokim, if it happens in the case of damages, then you would have to pay Nezek Sholem. But if it's a case that if the Zov would do it, he would not make it Tamei, then by Nezokim you also don't have to pay Nezek Sholem. And the Gemara explains that what is it trying to tell us? The Din of Tzroiris. That if an animal walked, and through its walking, pebbles or rocks shot up and made a damage, so then you don't pay Nezek Sholem for it. Because a Zov in the same case would not make a Tomei. So we see that when we use this cloud, Kol Shebezov Tomei, and we're trying to compare this to another din, the main case is concerning a Zov throwing something and he doesn't make a Tomei. So over there we're saying, if a Zov throws something, he doesn't make a Tomei. So too, by Nezokin, you don't pay Nezek Sholem. And here too, the Gemara means the same thing. That just like if the Zov throws something, he doesn't make a Tomei, if the Goy will throw something, he would not turn it into Yainet. And then the Ran continues that we see that the Rif skipped this din of Rav Asher, this klal that Rav Asher gave. So he says that the Ramban writes that maybe the Rif holds that we don't pass them like Rav Asher. Because it could be that the reason Rav Asher gives this klal and holds that if a goy throws something into the wine it doesn't turn into yayin nesser, is the klal he holds that there is no gzeira b'koyche b'yayin nesser. That Chachamim never asked yayin nesser if it was done only through the koyche, through the power of a goy, but not a direct touching of the goy himself. And that ayah to it is because Rav Asher earlier said, in the case of the wine press which is done through beans, so the Gemara says according to one lashon there that even b'koy chay shari, that when Rav Asher says it's mutter, it's not only by koyach koy chay, but even by koy chay. So it comes out that he holds b'chwal by koy chay, the Chachamim didn't make exeret, even if it was done through kavanah. And since we don't paskin like that, we paskin that koichai is osir. So it comes out that we don't paskin like Rav Asher in this ding either, where he says that if a goy throws it doesn't make it yayin nesser, because if it all depends on his own opinion that koichai is not osir, so we who don't hold that opinion, and according to us, koichai is osir, so the goy throwing also would make it osir. And that is the reason the Rif doesn't bring the klal of Rav Asher, and it is because we don't paskin like Rav Asher. But the Ran writes at the end, the Maspik, this is not enough. In other words, he says that the words of the Ramban is not enough to prove that we don't paskin like Rav Asher. Concerning the Gemara status, where the Gemara said that the case is the Ka'odim Menei Menei, that the difference between whether he threw it out of anger or he threw it not out of anger, is the case the Ka'odim Menei Menei, when it's going from him. And we said that there are two pshatim there. There's Rashi's pshat who says that it means that he rolled it all the way to the end, and that's when he threw it in. So if it was out of anger, so we don't suspect maybe he touched it. But if it was done not out of anger, we suspect maybe he touched it. And that's why, if it's done out of anger, it's mutter. If it's done not out of anger, it's osir. As we said, according to Tosfos, Tosfos learns that in both cases, he touched it. But the difference is, since this is called touching ayidei dovar achar, so if he did it out of anger, it's called touching ayidei dovar achar shalai bekavone. But if he didn't do it out of anger, it's considered touching it ayidei dovar achar bekavone. But the Ran adds another point here. He says that the chavius is very heavy. And since the chavius is very heavy, it is not even considered touching it ayidei dovar achar. It's not considered maga. The only thing it could be considered is koichai. Now, since it's only koichai, by koichai shalai bekavone, the chachamim didn't make exeret. Since it's only through its power, it's not considered touching. Touching is considered when something you're holding in your hand, and with that object, you touch something else. But if it's very heavy and you drop it in, so then that is not considered touching. But nevertheless, you made the wine move through your koyach when you dropped it in. But if you did it out of anger, since it was done shalai b'kavane, so that is considered koychoi shalai b'kavane. And koychoi shalai b'kavane, the chachamim didn't make exeira. But if it was done not out of anger, then it's called koychoi b'kavane. because you intended to do it, so it's bekavana. And even though it's only koichai, but koichai bekavana, the chachamim didn't make osur. But according to this shot, it would come out that this din, this chilik, is only because it's a chavius, because it's a heavy thing. But if it wouldn't be a heavy thing, so it would not be considered koichai, it would be considered maga. And their take, we would say that there is no difference between chamosa and shloi bechamosa. In all cases, it's osur, because it's not koichai, but it's maga, and therefore it's osur. But according to the Svara, that koichai al day davaracha shloi bekavana is always mutter. So then, even if it wouldn't be a heavy thing, we also could make a chilek between chamosa shloi bechamosa, because since he touched it through davaracha, so if he did it bechamosa out of anger, so that shloi bekavana, so it's maga davaracha shloi bekavana, and it's mutter. If he didn't do it out of anger, so there is bekavana. So even though it's maga davaracha, but maga davaracha, the kavana is osur. And this is the pshat that we said before. And also the Ran says, according to the one that holds, at any time you touch it, it's considered koichai. So then, even if it's not a heavy thing, it's always considered koichai. So if it is shloi b'chamosai, it's koichai b'kavane, and that's why it's also. If it is b'chamosai, it's koichai shloi b'kavane, and therefore it is mutter. According to these two pshatim, we don't have to say that the dafke, if it was a chavius, which is heavy, but even if it's not a chavius, we're still able to make the chilik between chamosai and shloi b'chamosai. Considering we learned before the story that once a chavius cracked in half and cracked lengthwise, and the goy jumped up and held it together, so Rav and Bapope said that you're allowed to sell it to goyim. In other words, you can't drink it, but you're allowed to sell it to goyim. You're allowed to have anoa from it. But if it cracked to its width, so then you're even allowed to drink it because it's nice alavena, which means all it is just keeping it heavier. It's not the fact that he's holding it together, like in the case where it cracked in its length. Then if you wouldn't hold it, both halves would fall off. So then it's considered as if he's holding the wine, but when it's in its width, it's only that he's making it heavy because the top part would lay on the bottom part anyway. The places bring that the Rashbam says like this, that a goy who strengthens the magrufias of the gigis full of wine in order for this ducking to get together, if you have a jar of wine and it starts cracking because there are separate pieces together and you have to tighten it together, and if the goy will do it, it is still mutter. And it's not the same as when you have this jar that the Gemara is speaking about here that cracked in half, and we said if it's cracked in its length, you can't drink it, because there is a difference. In the case of the Gemara, if he wouldn't hold it together, then both halves would fall apart. So therefore, when he holds it together, it's as if he's holding the wine. But in the case of the jars of wine that are made of long pieces, and they are together, the only thing is they're not tied together, so here it would stand anyway, it wouldn't fall apart. The only thing is, since it has some cracks, you have to strengthen those cracks. So therefore, if the guy does it, that doesn't matter. And the same is concerning the wooden barrels, which are made of long pieces of wood that hold together anyway. So if a guy would tighten them together, it would still be mutter. But the Rashbam says that if you would let a guy stick pieces of cloth in a crack where you connect the bottom floor of the chavius, of the barrel, with its walls, that would be usur. Why? Because then the guy might be touching the wine. But Taisus brings that he said that you're allowed to let the goy even stick in the pieces of cloth on the bottom in the place where the walls are connected to the floor of the chavius. Why? And the reason is because when you stick in the cloth, you're not sticking it directly to the wine and you're not touching the wine, because the edges of the floor are mafsig between there and the wine. So really you're allowed to do it. And Rabbi Shmuel Taisus says that if you have a chavius that's dripping through the bottom of the chavius, a goy is allowed to stick cloth in the cracks in order to hold it up, it shouldn't fall out. Because this would be the same as the Gemara says, that it is only maisa levena. If it's running a lot, then you have to be careful, because then the goy will be touching the wine. But if it's just dripping a little bit, so then this is similar to the case where the crack is to the width. And then the Gemara says that even if the goy makes sure that it doesn't drip, he tightens it, still mutter even to drink it. So the same thing here, if it's dripping to the bottom, it's like the crack is to the width, because that's really where the problem is, to the width of the chavius. And therefore, you're allowed to let the goy stuff it up and make sure that it doesn't drip. But then Taisa says, and if he doesn't do it with his hand, he does it with a knife, so then even if it's running a lot, you're allowed to let him do it. Because since he is not mechavim to touch it, he's only mechavim to stuff up the hole. So it's considered maga akum shaloi b'kavona agdei davaracha. That he is touching it, but he's touching it through something else, through the knife, and it's without kavanah. And according to the Rabbi Natam, this is mutter. On the other hand, Tosfos says it's better that they each start off by putting the piece of cloth into the place till it's stuffed up a little bit, and the goy will tighten it, like the Rabbi Natan says. But if the yid l'chachila starts off, so then it's definitely good, because the goy later on will not even touch it through the avaracha, because he will be touching the cloth through the night, but not the wine.